Hello and welcome back to Techies, the podcast about simplifying our lives one gadget at a time. This is episode number 94 for Sunday, April 5th, 2020. I'm Shane Maddox, as always, and today we have, from America's Next Top Podcaster, my original, my OG teammate from that show. We have Drew Burris joining us. Hello, Drew.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It is going, I mean, all things considered, it's going pretty well with everything else, with everything that's been going on lately, but trying to make the best of it.
So we're socially distant, but we're still making communication happen, reaching
yeah,
out.
Forcing talking. It, in fact. I mean, what else am I going to be doing, right? And also joining us once again, we have Drew Wintermeyer. Just to make things confusing, that's right, we have two Drews today.
Hey, it's simple. You only have to remember two names.
Right.
Two names.
What's going on?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Shane?
You
How
know,
are you? Just, not Tony.
Just yeah. Not Tony. Yeah. So we did have for a while. We started the show with myself, Matt, and Tony, and then Matt dropped off like a couple years ago. Now Tony recently decided he was going to call it quits as well. So now I just got to find two guests every time, really.
That's fantastic.
Until
it's better this way.
Until a permanent, yeah, probably. No, not without Tony. No, I would.
Do you have any drops of his squeak that you can put in here? Like Tony, when Tony would laugh sometimes, other Drew, produce this squeak noise with his throat.
He would.
Involuntarily. It was pretty great.
It's true. How about this? Yeah, he really makes that noise. Although it's been a while.
That was it. That was the one. Fantastic.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about some. The Verge reports Zoom adds new security and privacy measures to prevent Zoom bombing. Passwords and waiting rooms will be turned on by default. And funny enough, today we decided to wind up using Zoom anyway for today. And that's hopefully going to, seem to be doing the best for us. So we had some issues with the other applications. But anyway, so Zoom initially wanted their low-level tiers as frictionless as possible, meaning, you know, they want people to get in right away. That was kind of the whole idea, at least during this whole pandemic and everything. I think that was a big part of they wanted just people to get in right away and go in order to kind of grow the application. But
well, that makes sense. I mean, like, even the meditation group that I'm in is using this, and the people that run that are, like, mostly senior citizens. So, like, they're all using it with no problem. So on that side, they're doing great.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how fast Zoom went from being like, oh, let's Skype, let's FaceTime, to we got to get on the Zoom. We got to get on Zoom. We got to get on Zoom. I don't know what Zoom's...
The Zoom.
I don't know what Zoom's... PR campaign was for to be the video chat group chat thing. I know that some enterprise users that have used it, but every school is using it. I was on Reddit today and I heard about a music appreciation group that just decided to use Zoom.
Nice.
It's
I don't know if it's the the easy to remember name. I mean, I don't know what. Because I hadn't heard about it either before all this, to be honest. So
I had used it like once or twice for business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used it for podcasts in the last 3 years, but that's. But again, it was one of those things where who uses Zoom? And
right.
Then, in my day job, I do some IT consulting, and my clients is a school, and all of a sudden, here I am having to teach people how to use this program that is kind of obscure but not really obscure at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like it's more of a corporate-y thing before now that.
Oh, yes. You know, like I did, I was doing some work on the Tulsi Gabbard campaign, and they were using this for their volunteer meetups. That's where I started using this.
Nice. Yeah, this was news to me. But apparently there's also this thing called Zoom bombing, which also was not aware of, but allowed uninvited guests to essentially post unwanted content. In some cases, you know, pornographic content.
They were dick pics for yeah. sure.
So the way that Zoom operates, for simplicity's sake, is that every person that starts a Zoom meeting has a unique Zoom identifier. It's your room code. Mm-hmm. And so if you just create a new meeting, it's the same room code no matter what. Same room code, same password. So if you've ever connected to that person before, or if you just know what the room code is, let's say you're a student and you get that in an email from a teacher, and then you get on another device and put in a name like Ben Dover, which is legitimately a complaint I got from a client this week who had a Ben, like the oldest in the book coming back out, and you could just connect with no issue. And because you have to enable waiting room stuff, you have to enable password stuff and all that stuff, I think was in the paid tier, I want to say. But yeah, so you could just get in and get access to the meeting no matter what. And well, they're squashing that apparently.
Yeah, yeah. So well, according to the article, it said starting today, but I think Drew B, I think you noticed that maybe this was already happening.
Yeah, I was doing a stream last night, and I was waiting on people to join this Zoom call, and I'm like, where are these guys? Come on. And I mm-hmm. just realized I had to actually let them into the call because that change had happened.
Yeah, it's weird. I was in a Zoom meeting last night as well, and it didn't even ask for my password yesterday, so I was a little confused about that, but maybe they were rolling it out slowly or something.
I mean, it's something that they may be able to do on the back end, just yeah. changing how the meetings themselves operate. Don't have to make any change to the software itself. I don't know. So
passwords and waiting rooms are what are going to be turned on or are being turned on by default now for their free basic and single pro accounts. And the thing is, yeah, it's not exactly simplifying, you know, that's the whole thing of the show here, the motif simplifying people's lives, but having the added security in the long term will probably do just that, with even adding a little bit of friction along the way. So, yeah.
One gadget at a time.
Exactly. Thank you, Drew. One thing that I was a little bit confused, that is a little bit unclear in the article, is they also talked about how it was actually previously turned on by default for new meetings, but that they were also, or I should say that the required passwords were, which kind of sounded contradictory to me, but now that they were also allowing previously scheduled meetings as well, having that turn on by default, that was a little unclear in the article.
There's a way that you can include the password just automatically in the link that you send to people, which is primarily how I was using Zoom.
Okay. That
so
explains.
It's like in the URL.
It was somehow buried in the link. I haven't actually dissected one of those links to find out. But
gotcha.
Right on.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Cool. Gotcha. And then obviously it sounds like the waiting room is new though, and as far as making that a default. But so another thing, apparently the Zoom bombing could have legal consequences. They're finding out now at this point. So. Yet to be seen whether or not that ends up.
So look out! Look out, Ben Dover! They're coming for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's probably the least likely offender, but we shall see.
That's really funny because, like, one of my backup emails is Weed Lord Vegeta.
Nice.
Apparently, the way that people the Zoom bombing was happening is if you were involved in this, let's say, high level corporate thing. And then you just snuck into the meeting and recorded it on your own, that you might get access to corporate secrets that they weren't being super careful with and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, for sure.
So many companies are doing that. And that's probably what they're talking about. Not the kid who decides to post a porn pic in his AP English class, but
Right.
You know, we'll see.
Well, I mean, that's like, I don't know, that's bad because it gets into kids and pornography. And that's not good either.
That is, yes, that's true.
But then, like, with all this working at home stuff, like, if you think about it, Alexa's listening into all your work meetings, too. So you should probably unplug that. probably.
I've lost count on how many TIFUs on Reddit there have been about people accidentally showing up to Zoom meetings just naked or with the weird
naked
or with a weird, like, funny background image that they put on.
Yeah.
That they just forgot to change before they're really important.
I have been having way too much fun with that feature, let me tell you, because last night, I mean, I've gone from having a smiling Nick Cage in the background atop the Windows XP hill to the most recent one I did was a big Shark Tank, like, background 2 hours of sharks swimming behind me. That was pretty fun last night. But so
I saw one kid set his background as just him going so he could just walk away from the call and do something else and pretend like he was there.
So I guess there's another quote unquote tool out there that security research have developed that scrapes 100 non-password protected meetings in an hour. So I don't, the way they phrase that, yeah, that seems like it's like people getting ahead of it to sort of identify whole security holes. Is that kind of the idea, you think?
I guess. I don't know. it's one of those things where all this stuff with Zoom, it was the big great thing, and then it was the big horrifying privacy concern. Right. And then it's all fine over the course of like 45 minutes.
Right. So I guess they
Here's the thing. Like, no one cares. Like, no one cares. Like, passwords are super hackable. Like, no one was going to stop using Zoom.
I saw reports
of keep marching, like, whatever, steal my data, I don't care. It's already out there. It's fine. Equifax already happened. Like, I don't care.
One school district in the country I saw had a problem with Zoom and was going to switch to something else, but no one else has had any plans to do that.
Well, good luck for them, because everyone's going to be confused.
Yeah, that's true. So they also are implementing a 90-day freeze on new features to focus on security as well. So it just seems like a good time to, better late than never, maybe, in a way, but good that they're actually...
No, whatever we used, whatever app was going to be number one, was going to have the most users, was going to get attacked like this. Like, it
That's
didn't
true.
Matter.
That's very true. Yeah.
Unless, like, you used something more hardened that was like a, you know, Skype, but that, like, no one likes it.
Yeah.
We tried to use Skype tonight, and it was an awful experience.
Yeah. Quality, yeah, I never really realized how bad it was until going from Discord to Skype.
It's super bad. It's very not good.
Well, we got another one here for you. Mashable. According to Mashable, CDC shows you how to make a face mask in 45 seconds. And it's really, they're just reporting the video that I think the CDC put out. But I found it useful. It's worth checking out. It is, well, I may as well just let you know here. This particular URL is mashable.com/video/CDC-face-mask-how-2. Go there if you want to know, or just go to the CDC website. And there's Drew with his already ready to go. Very nice.
Is that Sherry didn't do the 45 seconds. Sherry made these in the process of like 2 hours this afternoon. But
and then that's
oh, my doctor mask is down in the car. I have a long snouted plague mask that I've been wearing around town.
Nice.
I typically wear this to cyber goth meetups, but
cool.
I feel like I can be good for just around town now.
To those that can't see the video, that is a straight up gas mask. And you said you got that from the Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity, after in 2016, they had a Donald Trump bug out bag that included packs of seeds, foreign money. I think a can of beans
were
is in there.
Ahead of the curve,
man. And a gas mask of all things. Who'd have thought that might be a thing we'd need? But
that's
nice.
Here we are.
So the video is put on by U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, who's doing the demonstration on there, and it's I guess it's pretty important because they say could be up to 1 in 4 people don't show symptoms. So, yeah, more the reason to wear them out in public.
Well, that's the thing, right, man? Like, yeah. Until they start testing, like, on a mass scale, the numbers mean nothing. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, they put out, like, the death ratios and stuff like that, and it's like, well, you're only testing the people that show up at the hospital sick enough to get into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it could be... It could have already swept California, and we just don't have those numbers because we don't have the antibody testing out there to see if people already had it. So, like, the numbers are super deceptive, and our news is unfortunately run by, like, how many clicks and how many eyeballs they get on it, so it's a little sensationalized. New York's having a problem, and the bodies in the cooler trucks outside seem really creepy, but, like, also, you got to understand that those bodies are biohazards, and they can't just, like, say, here you go, funeral home, you know, put some makeup on this and put it in the ground. So it's real f***ed up. And, oh, sorry, Shane.
So much for Live to Hard Drive. It's okay. Keep rolling.
It reminds me right now.
You know what I mean? Like
the
number.
It's like the Chernobyl series where they're talking about the Geiger counters. Like, oh, the Geiger counter only registered this amount of radiation. As it turns out, that's as high as the Geiger counter could even go. So there's no way of knowing what it really was at the time.
It's true. Just gotta make a note real quick.
And it'll be real messed up. Are you putting a timestamp of where my F bomb was?
Yes, about 16:20, something like that.
But like, yeah, that's the thing. Without good numbers, we can't really make a decision here. And it'll be really messed up if like they come up with the antibody test and they start testing people, and it's like, oh, like some states have already totally had this, and we thought it was the flu. Like. Mm-hmm. Could happen. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not like a pandemic because it does seem scary. And I'm not going to work. I mean, I'm working from home and I'm not leaving the building until they, you know, figure something out. And I'm doing folding from home and, you know, trying to help out. But, you know,
it's one of those things where personally, I am not directly affected by it yet. I know people who know people. But I don't know anyone that I know that has gotten sick yet. So it's still this kind of nebulous, how scared do I really need to be thing. But I'm also in Atlanta, which is one of the hotbeds, and could, you know, mayor saying that the ICUs are already full.
Mm-hmm. And that affects you. Like if you get like don't cut a finger off on a bandsaw or something like that right now, because then you got to go to the hospital and get corona.
Like, so I've got two kids and we're outside.
Oh, shit.
We're outside riding.
Right there, right there too.
Shit. No, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That word's fine.
I'm not allowed on the show often.
and luckily we're in the burbs, so we can go outside our house and play in the yard, and we're luckily not stuck in an apartment building. And Lord, I feel terrible for people who are stuck inside their buildings. But my kids started doing something really dangerous, just jumping off of this thing. And I'm like, remember, you're not allowed to go to the hospital. You can't get hurt because mm-hmm. we're not taking you. So good luck. And that didn't work. They still did whatever they're going to do. Luckily, they didn't get hurt. But, you know, who knows what could happen with that.
That's true.
Just need to sedate them.
Well, and so another thing they brought up is how it can be spread by talking, which, you know, I was at the grocery store a couple days ago, and I caught myself, like, I should be behind the sort of plexiglass shield as I'm trying to talk to the cashier, but I'm also in front of the card reader, like I need to pay, and I feel like I should have made more of an effort to actually back up behind the thing, but next time, if, you know, I stocked up pretty good this time, but
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, all of that is new stuff that they're speculating this week. That's something to this week they didn't think it was something that could be spread by talking, that it could just be spread by coughing and sneezing and all of this. But I guess if you got like a real spitty talker person,
so I've got a quote here, and just fair warning, I added the sick part in here, and I'm reading it aloud because it doesn't make sense. But it says CDC Director Robert Redfield told Stat News, quote, It's not a decision to try to protect me from getting coronavirus. It's to help modify spreading, and there is scientific data to show that when you aerosolized virus through a cloth barrier, you have a reduction in the amount of virus that gets through the other side, end quote. And I think that was supposed to be when you aerosolize a virus or something along the way, those lines. Something else I noticed today, just today, tonight, an email came through from this custom t-shirt company called Custom Ink, that they're starting to ship cloth masks, I guess, with some of their material. So that's cool. Everybody doing their part, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Good times. Hey, Drew Tang. We'll call you Drew Tang, I guess. Do you have some tips for us?
I do. Because this is techies. Is this an XP? I don't know. I'm going to show you some gadgets that are going to simplify your life.
Good, good.
Okay.
Wait, do we want this for the XP boost later? Do we want it there? Or is this like a...
I would love a sound intro if you have it for me. But, you know, I don't have
just for this? Not offhand.
Okay.
Wait. So, hold on. Let's see. This is going to sound really weird, but...
Good. Yes, that is perfect.
Drew Tang's tips.
Exactly what I wanted. So, like, number one, like, I've heard that maybe it's not spread through touch anymore. It's spread through the air. So we're kind of changing that view, but like, they don't know anything. So we've been using these things. I'm showing it kind of poorly in the video feed, but it's a grabber. It gives you about 3 feet from anything you got to touch.
Okay.
I can get out of my building and in my car without physically making any touch to any surface.
Nice.
Except for the floor. I can't float yet. So these are kind of fun. It seemed impractical at first, but like actually like kind of works as a walking stick. And then, you know, like if I gotta get something, I'm looking forward to being an old person. These are awesome. Nice. Also, it freaks the cat out. It's like, it thinks I'm going to grab it.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah. And where did you pick those up?
Those I got off of Amazon because I'm not leaving my house.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Right. Okay. The next, found this was really helpful when I was working on my computer. You don't really think of like needing a big old bike lock cutter.
Okay.
But I put in a second GPU so I could beat Shane at our folding at home competition. And I had this bracket that had a little metal piece here that wouldn't fit around my second graphic card, so I had to cut that out. And I tried to use just normal snips, and I'm a weakling, so I had to get one of these.
Oh, yeah, that's not easy. That's some pretty thick metal. I think I may have attempted that before.
Finally, I recommend it might not have any actual municipal properties whatsoever. This might just be fool's, like, tales, wives' tales, an old wives' tale.
Uh-huh.
I've been putting tea tree oil on my beard because I'm not shaven and okay. It has some antibacterial properties.
Right on. I like that tea tree oil. I like the tea tree shampoo. You ever have that?
Yeah, I have that.
I use that too.
Very tingly. Anyway.
Welcome to Techies. We're going to talk about tea tree oil shampoo.
Why not? Well, thank you, Drew Tang. Appreciate that.
No problem, man.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What really grinds your gears, Shane?
Well, hold on. Before I get... You were going to say something else. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What, Shane?
Scroll wheels. All right? I mean, they got these on every mouse and trackball from here to Kentucky, you know, but... And here's mine right here, my Logitech wireless Bluetooth dealie with the weird unnecessary tilting mechanism on the bottom. But anyway, scroll wheels, right? So you got these scroll wheels, but how come you can scroll vertically but not horizontally? What's the deal with that? Anybody else have this issue?
Not really.
Mine can do that.
It, like, if you push it,
well,
one way
it does.
Or another,
it does. Okay.
And it slides.
Yes, technically it does do that, but that's terrible. That's a horrific experience.
When I'm doing stuff that I need to scroll horizontally, I just hit the shift key on my keyboard, and my vertical scroll turns into horizontal scroll.
Oh.
I would prefer to never have to horizontal scroll. I hate it. Like, I don't know, like, when that's ever cool.
I'm going to have to try that, actually, now that you mention it. That seems a lot easier than what I'm trying to do right now. But...
Yeah, audio editing taught me that one. The shift.
That's one where you have to scroll horizontally. What,
are you on a PC, Drew B?
I'm on a Mac. I'm a Mac guy.
Oh, really? Then it probably works. Crap. Yeah. That's good to know. I appreciate that tip.
And I see you got the Mighty Mouse on here. That thing sucked. The Mighty Mouse sucked. I hate the Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, so the Mighty Mouse, one of the few, really the only mouse I'm really, now I'm sure there's other ones out there. The only one that I've ever had that actually had a 3D scroll, but it was the tiny freaking dot, and I forgot to get it out here, but I...
So it was a mouse that had this tiny little ball on it. The problem with it was this little rubber ball that you would use your dirty human fingers on.
Yeah, you have to clean
eventually,
it constantly.
It would start, you could scroll one direction, but not scroll the other direction because it would gunk up in there. But you couldn't take the ball out to clean out, kind of like when you used to have the mice that actually had the balls on them before you got the optical mice and all of that. You pop that thing out, you clean it out, you pop it back in, you're good to go. Couldn't do that. You could maybe take an alcohol swab or alcohol wipe and rub it in and get it all out. It's annoying.
The thing that worked best, and I know this from work from our Mac support team, was that the thing that worked the best was to just take the thing, tip it upside down on a pad of paper, and just do this with it until some of the lint would get out of there. That seemed good, but I mean the mouse, it was okay for that.
I do like it more than this though, so maybe this is the
yes one. And that would be the Magic Mouse, and I have both of those somewhere around here. In both of those cases, yes, you can scroll horizontally, technically, but also in both of those cases, you can't actually hit both. Like, you can't have your hands, your fingers down on the mouse simultaneously to be able to left and right click independently of each other, which I found to be absolutely terrible when I was playing a game like Diablo 3, and I needed to be able to right and left click very quickly. Yeah. It was not...
For sure.
I ended up throwing that thing across the room at one point for that reason. It still works, technically, after I ended up super gluing the black part back down on it, but...
And who thought that this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Like, having it charged by lightning, great. Having it so that you can't actually use it while it's plugged in is the...
Is that a newer Apple guy? I think mine...
You might have the AA battery one. This is the
I do, yeah.
Newer one.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's well, at any rate, well, I'm gonna have to check on that. You said hold shift, right?
Yes. Oh, hang on. Somebody is maybe kicking me off of Zoom here.
Okay.
maybe not. Let's see. Keep going.
I'll be back. So at any rate, I just wish that more of them would attempt to do like an actual trackball for the scroll. I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't work for a lot of people.
Well, there is an MX Master 3 mouse by Logitech, mm-hmm. The third iteration of that actually has a second scroll wheel on the side specifically for vertical scrolling.
Gotcha.
Or horizontal scrolling, whatever.
Drew 2 is not into that.
I don't like trackballs. I don't like that hole. No.
I've just gotten used to it over time, I guess. But I like it for, like, games like WoW or something when I need to rotate around my character. It just feels like more of a 3D experience. That's all I got.
I'm not good at games, so that's probably...
I'm not saying I'm good. I'm just...
Like, I'm not even good at Stardew Valley. And, like, that really is, that's like a turnip farming simulator.
Mm-hmm.
You can get more than just turnips. I mean, that's your...
You can get deep into kale if you want. You can, like, I mean, you can ride that wave for a bit.
I'm a berry guy, so you go from strawberries to cranberries to...
Now, do those grow like more like if you plant it once? I'm a big fan of the ones where you can plant at the beginning of the season and they just keep producing.
Yes, all the berries are a single plant, unless you get like some weeds that get in there or a meteor from outer space.
Those little magic guys bounce around and collect them for me. Tried to get married. I couldn't like keep the wife happy in Stardew Valley. I think she's gonna leave me. it's a tough game, man. But like, yeah, no, you get me into WoW, and I'm just pretty much like, no.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about some game Blizzard games like that, where you may be easy to get into, and then but then it comes to raiding. That's a whole nother story.
I was really good at like StarCraft 2, but it's been a long time.
And I will also say, I don't use this mouse for gaming. This is on my production machine where I don't need multiple.
That's the
mouse
that you bump occasionally to keep yourself from going AFK.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. All right. I suppose that's it. I don't know if that's much of a great complaint. They never are they? I mean, that's the whole point. It's like it's like actual Peter Griffin here with the complaints, but
XP boost.
All right. Well, today this is again kind of an odd one. I mean, big surprise, right? I don't have much of it. I'll just read you once again because it's one of those SEO friendly products on Amazon. I'm gonna read the whole thing: single serve coffee maker, 4K cup pod, and ground coffee. Small size coffee machine, fast brewing, strength control, and self cleaning function by Chicken Kitchen, bro. It's Kitchen, bro, and I'm not making that up. I do have it here. It is in fact Kitchen, bro, but it's just the best name ever, as far as I'm concerned. But the reason I wanted to get one of these things is I had a really old coffee maker, and I always kind of wanted a single serve one. And I did. I briefly had a Keurig, yellow Keurig that was used, which in hindsight is probably bad. It seemed to. I tried cleaning the thing numerous times. It was not a good situation. But so I just wanted something new and clean, and also single serve, because you know I'm a complete loner and always by myself. But
see, you like the single serve, don't you?
I like it because I don't always need to do a whole pot, right? Is really what
for
it comes
half
down
a pot.
To. Yeah. There is that, but I just find this to be quicker, I guess. Overall, maybe. That's what I got. It seems quicker. Anyway, the other one I had, the old one, was pretty stained, and it seemed like inevitably dirty for that reason. I don't know if that's really the case, if it was, you know, if there's a bacteria issue with that or anything like that, but I just wanted to be a little safer. Let's get something new. This isn't honestly the cheapest one out there. It's still fairly inexpensive, and it's about, right now, currently on Amazon, it's about $50.
Which is probably cheaper than most of the like Keurig brand ones.
Yes, exactly. The officially licensed ones. But so my personal, when I was looking to get one of these, my requirements were that I wanted to be single serve. Because I don't need a whole pot, but I see your point, Drew, at the same time. I needed to handle both K-cups and grounds, which I didn't know if that even existed for sure, but it sure does, because that's what this does. And so it has a basket for, I'm calling it a basket, that's just my terminology, for K-cups, as you might imagine. And it's got a basket and another basket, a mesh with a mesh filter built in, which I like. I like that this is a thing now, because like, I don't need to worry about paper filters, obviously. For the grounds, and then it's got this other lid, which I thought this was kind of clever. This is kind of ingenious, that it's got a little indentation at the top so that the little, you know, spike for the K-cups doesn't get, you know, it doesn't pierce into that. So that's fun. It does have a separate button for each on the side. You've got your capsule, it says, and your grounds. Two separate buttons. I don't exactly know why they have to be different, but There it is. The front here, the lid for those cups, it does lock. That locks into place, which you might imagine. And then it's just, you just push up to push in and then up. Fairly straightforward. I needed it to be high capacity, relatively, because some... I know that sounds contradictory, I realize, as I'm saying it, but I just needed it to go up to my Yeti here, which is 20 ounces. And this one was as close. It says it can go do 14, but it just about fills this thing up if I take it up, because it what it considers the max on this thing, it says 14 ounces, but I can give it another... I don't know if you can see that there, but the top, basically I can fill it up all the way to the top. That gives me another, you know, close to 6 ounces. So yeah, good stuff. That also has a little mesh at the bottom as well. I don't know why, but
it keeps gunk from getting in there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's another reason to like that. So let's see.
Sorry, are you recommending this coffee pot?
Pot? It's not a pot, Drew. It's a coffee maker.
Coffee maker.
I am getting to that. Okay. I mean, I probably wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't want to recommend it at least a little bit.
Probably true.
Yes. So then the reservoir, the lid for that swings open freely. That doesn't need to lock or anything, obviously.
Now, back up. Did you say you have a special mug for this?
It's not for it. It just happened to already have a Yeti, whatever you call these things. Not thermos, obviously. It's a travel mug.
Okay. All right.
Did not come with this. I just happen to have that already.
Oh, it does not come with it.
Does not come with it, no.
Okay. So it's just by happenstance that they seem to match up.
As a matter of fact... So, and I'll get to that in a second here. Actually, no, I'll get to that right now. It does just barely fit it. And I have to be a little, there's still some coffee in here, but it does just barely. I do have to kind of give it a little, because it's got the little spout at the top. I have to tilt a little bit to fit under there, but it does just make it. And yeah, so that was something I had to make sure when I was looking at the measurements that, you know, that this would actually fit under there, in fact. And there are some others also out there on Amazon specifically that are there maybe a bit taller, could probably fit taller mugs potentially, but I use this thing for everything, so. And I thought I had a pretty slim form factor, fairly, you know, much slimmer than other ones out there, but still, again, there's specifically a stainless steel one on Amazon that it seemed I almost ended up getting that one because it looked real thin. But ultimately, I ended up liking the look of this one a little better. Let's see. So some of the additional perks that I thought were kind of neat about this one were that it has a self-cleaning functionality, which honestly I've yet to use. But the way that works is you supposedly just hold in both these buttons at once. Yeah, I mean, how much is it going to do? I don't know, but...
No.
It's better. It's probably better than what most can do, right? In terms of any sort of self-cleaning. Go ahead.
I mean, just like brew a pot of vinegar like everyone else does.
Yes, there's that, of course. But
again, I mean, I don't know. I drink tea, so like I've got a kettle.
Uh-huh.
And I mostly use the microwave. I mean, like, honestly.
I don't drink coffee either, so.
Well, that's okay. In fact, you're probably better off, because coffee is, I don't know, it's a hell of a drug. So...
Yeah, I mean, it's better than cigarettes, Shane. That's good job. True.
Yes, thanks. Thank you for that. Yeah, and like I said, the aesthetic, I think, was a part of it. I don't know. You might hate it, but I like it. I think it looks cool. It's a cool red.
Do they have anything else in the Kitchen Bro line that caught your eyes? You're like,
so it's hilarious.
Wait, is it called Kitchen Bro?
Yes,
Kitchen
that's bro. What I was saying. It's Kitchen
for Bros.
Kitchen Bro.
That's awful.
It's terrible. I'm not... but at the same time hilarious. So
let's market this to like the people that are not going to pay for it.
I mean, obviously it's going off of KitchenAid, right? Like the KitchenAid mixers, because it looks kind of like one of those things, but
sure.
But it's your kitchen, bro.
And it works. You know, other boring miscellaneous stuff is the metal grill and tray, you know, you get with every one of them, which is one more thing to clean, but, you know, it's removable from the bottom part, you know. So, at any rate, this bad boy, again, is, I'm just going to say $50 on Amazon. But you know what? I'm going to give this guy a 5 out of 5 stars. Because
hey. Okay. All right. I was not expecting.
So the one thing, though, and Drew B. pointed out before the show that...
Wait, you prepped this bit?
No.
I mean, I just looked at the doc and was talking to him about it.
Okay.
there's no hidden like gotcha moment about to happen.
Oh yeah.
I just want to make sure that like you didn't like put in an extra 30 minutes like on this particular item.
I did go to the kitchen bro. I picked up some stock. No, I mean, is that insider trading? If I knew we were going to talk about the show, right.
I don't know how that works. So anyway, it sounds like, yeah, maybe I hadn't really thought about it until you brought it up, but it, yeah, might not brew the strongest coffee out there. It still seems good. And they do say you can, what's funny is on their Amazon page, they say something along the lines of you can control the, strength. But I think that just means put more coffee in the.
So yeah, that's not, like that was my wife's biggest concern. She's a coffee drinker, and we have a Keurig.
Whoa! You brought your wife in to talk about this. I am not as prepared as you guys.
The reason she doesn't use a Keurig anymore is because the coffee was super weak with those little. But again, that was with the K cup pods. I don't know if you've got the grounds in there, if that makes a difference.
Right.
Something I didn't know about the kitchen bro before now.
There is a max on this thing, by the way, on the grounds basket. It does say a max line like halfway through. And yeah, because it'll start overflowing.
If the max line is halfway through, why couldn't you just top that off? Supercharge that thing.
It does start overflowing and that kind of stuff when you start doing that, I guess.
Cleans itself. What? I mean.
All right. Well, that's enough of that. That boring product. hey, I think we got through this actually relatively quickly for a change. That's okay. Let's see. What are we at here? Yeah, we're good. So, hey, if you want to write into the show, leave us an email at techiespodcast@gmail.com. Lately recording. Two weeks ago, trying to get back in the swing of things here, but we're just saying Sunday afternoons for now because that was like 3 o'clock, and obviously today was 7 Central Time. So and I'm going to remember to say that because I forgot to the last time to Drew B here, but since he's not on Central
Eastern,
Time.
I'm Eastern Time, so yeah. It's...
And I hate when I do that, but
I've been in the house for 3 weeks. I don't know what day it is anymore.
We shut the doors on the 18th. So yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So the website, our website is niceguynetwork.com/techies. I still don't know if iTunes is really a thing, like they're phasing it out. But I'll just say go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating. I think that's what they've moved to at this point. Or just find us somewhere. If you could leave a rating somewhere where you can leave a rating, that'd be awesome. I think that would be just wonderful, and I would appreciate it very much if you would do that. So, let's start with Drew Burris. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on the Cosmic Crit podcast. That is a actual play podcast for the Starfinder game, which is basically like D&D, but in space. It's sci-fi stuff. It's really cool. We're in the middle of our third season of that. Just wrapped up the first book of that, which is really awesome. And we just relaunched the More You Nerd podcast. It took about a year off because of some things, but we are back. We are about five episodes in, and we are having a blast. You can find that at themoreyounerd.com and cosmicrit.com for the other one, or just search for those things.
Awesome. And Drew Wintermeyer, what about you?
We're still doing Cadmus to Crisis. Not on a schedule, like we discussed earlier, but we did put up a new episode last night. We're currently going through the Trial of Superman. That would be like about 2 years after the death of Superman in the 90s comics. So we're following the Leather Jacket Superboy through his adventures.
So the Leather Jacket's back, too. It's back in the
Right? That's crazy. We'll get there by like 2040. But, you know, it's a good time. We have fun.
Awesome. Not
safe for work.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Drews. You can find me. Well, you know what? I'll say you can find me at Shave Maddox on Twitter and all the aforementioned things. But also, I'm just going to. Can I make this public, our team, Drew?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely going to do that.
What's up? We got to get more people. I would like to go outside again.
We're the Corona Conquerors. Folding at Home. Is it foldingathome.com? Yeah, I should
explain that. We haven't really explained what that is.
Foldingathome.org. That's where you can help fold proteins. Fold them, which is a fancy term for, like, unraveling, right? Yes. Yeah. The proteins. Using your computer, using your CPU or your GPU, preferably your GPU, to run simulations to do so. Using its extra power or full-on power in a lot of the cases. If I'm totally not using it, I'll just let it run most of the time, in fact.
But basically, it's doing research for the coronavirus. Right now, they're trying to figure out drug interactions, and so it's running simulations to see if there's any weak pockets on how it connects to the cells in our lungs, is the simulations they're currently running.
And folding has been around for a while, but they're focusing on coronavirus right now, right?
Yeah, they were going to try to make it work with, what is that, Berkeley app?
Boink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always approach that word with caution because I don't always know how to say it. Because the logo has some shapes in between the letters, and I'm just like, I don't know if it's supposed to be bionic or boink or whatever. But so they were trying to make it work with that at first, but then they thought that platform was kind of not good for what they were trying to do, so they built their own in about, I think it was 2000. And so we have a team. Shane has a team. Shane came up with this. It was Shane's baby.
Yes, even though I'm...
team number is 245171. And you can sign up and you can fold, or you can just check the stats of that team and you can see that I'm kicking Shane's ass.
Yes, he is. I haven't gone out and specifically bought a dual GPU or anything. However, it wouldn't help me.
And it looks... You should see the cable management that is not going on in my case right now. It is awesome. And also I have the GeForce, what is that, the 1050, and then I also have a AMD RX 570 in there. So it's like it's as mix matched and Frankensteinish as it could possibly look.
Nice.
I have to put this back in there tonight because I had to take this bracket out to even fit them in there, and now I think it'll fit now that I cut that little square out.
Very nice. I wish I confirmed is that Macs don't allow me to, like, I have Boot Camp and I'm able to go in there and it can recognize my GPU when I run it from there, but it will not recognize the GPU in Mac OS, and it's really frustrating. And I literally this is gonna sound bad, probably silly of me, but I wrote an email to Tim Cook last night.
Let me fold at home, Tim.
I know it's possible to get the GPUs to run because I saw that there was a Team Linux Mint and a Team Ubuntu as well. I was like, that's awesome. I can't for the life of me get my open CL to work at all. So I ended up just having to reinstall Windows until they let me go outside again. And I'll be ditching that as soon as possible.
Well, good on you, Drew, for making that happen. I was going to also mention that back when Steady at Home was a thing, I think they briefly moved to the Boink system. I think they moved their software or whatever it was at the time. So I was briefly running that even. This was years ago, but... Mm-hmm. So this is the first time in a long time that I've been doing anything like this.
If you were using that client for SETI, because I was using that on a cell phone and a Raspberry Pi still up until the end of that project, and they're still kicking out a work unit every once in a while. But Rosetta at Home, which is on the Boink client, that is also doing research for COVID-19. So if you already have that set up, you can just turn that project on and you're done.
Nice. Awesome. So join our team.
2-4-5-1-7-1.
Right on.
I kind of want to make a number station that just does that. Like in Lost, yes. You know.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Drew, for being on today's show.
5-1-7-1.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time. Techer easy.
Uno, cinco, uno, siete, uno. I don't know if that's right.
No. Try again. I think you said deuce.